Are you concerned about your future, the state of the world, and how to best navigate the options or lack thereof that life's throwing your way? Well, welcome to Victory in Mind, the podcast that focuses on practical strategies and solutions in living out our creative potential. Together, our tribe will motivate, activate, educate, engage, challenge, and inspire us all towards our creative potential. You have a future. You have a hope. So don't give up.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Victory in Mind podcast, your guide to living each day with purpose. I'm your host, Rosheka Womba. We are in the midst of a two-part series talking about non-negotiables. Now, why are we even bothering with this topic? Well, truth be told, this decade has shown us that the world has drastically shifted in ways that were even unfathomable 10 years ago. Whether it's in social uprisings for voices, causes to be heard, the volatile nature of governments, finances, weather, natural calamities, political unrest, the war between personhood and the collective, all occurring with the backdrop of COVID, and how we now experience life so much more differently than before. In the swirl that is the exposing of the underbelly of mankind, we find that we are also being challenged as to whether what we called our non-negotiables still stand, have to be amended, or reworked altogether, either from personal evolution, revelation, revolution, or from external pressures and tests, those breaking points that society is being forced to reckon with, as what stood firm yesterday may hold today, but for the future, that is shaky ground. Now, in part one of this series, we started with this conversation on the kind of questions we might want to ask ourselves to start figuring out what these non-negotiables each one of us has or never actually knew we had. We talked about the starting point. Do you know your non-negotiables? Do you know who you are, what you believe, what you hold true to, what line you will not cross? To be able to determine what your non-negotiables in all areas of your life will be. Do you know who you are, what you value, what makes your heart happy? By knowing the point at which our decision-making collides with our emotions and our belief system, we can start to understand where our non-negotiables lie. Today, we'll be rounding off our roadmap in figuring out what these non-negotiables are by addressing the issues surrounding our personal worth and taking time with some reflection points to consider as we identify our non-negotiables. Welcome. So let's talk about personal worth. Basically, when you define a non-negotiable based on how you view yourself, this is so vital, yet difficult to do. We live in a broken world. We are broken people trying to work towards being the best version of ourselves that we can be. Now, by broken, I'm referring to the fact that none of us is perfect. Some of us have experienced some type of form of abuse in our lives that we are either in the process of overcome, or as yet to start that journey, or that we have clearly made mistakes, will make mistakes, and are just about to make a mistake with however this day chooses to unfold. We do the best we can do and continue to live the best version of ourselves that we can be. That means that decisions we make based on what we think are our non-negotiables may be hard to define, hard to keep, having movable goalposts. Guys, we are all doing life together. It's a process. It's a journey. You're not going to be perfect. Perhaps one of the first things to ask ourselves as we define personal worth to be able to establish our non-negotiables is to ask ourselves, by what measure do I measure my own personal worth? Is it based on what someone else has said about me? Therefore, just like lotion, a t-shirt, a car you purchase, that level of personal worth will shift and change at any given moment, shifting temperaments, fashions, and such. Is it based on what me, myself, and I believe my worth to be? Which can be an interesting position to be in, seeing that how we view and value ourselves can shift like the wind based on our moods as we have life experiences or as we grow older and as we gain and lose more friends. I can't speak for you, but in all honesty, I know that I can often shortchange myself. This is where my belief system comes in, reminding me to recognize that no matter how much of me, myself, and I are in the equation, my personal worth is infinitely so much more based on who God says I am. As a result of this, as you and I ask ourselves the why, with what our personal non-negotiables may be, they start to take on a new and exciting flavor, a place that allows us to dream bigger, think larger, aim higher. The possibilities are endless. So even as we reflect upon this, when it comes to sacrificing of yourself, of your family, of your friends, of others, when you imagine you 5, 10 years from now, will the decisions you make today be worth it all? Sometimes the immediacy of a decision to be made begs us to go ahead with it, but we might forget that the consequences of that decision or thing is a non-negotiable. Now, y'all might be like, Wesheke, you don't get what I'm currently going through, the pressures, the issues that are do or die, the decisions that I find that I have to make. You are absolutely right. I am not you. I can't even begin to walk in your shoes, and vice versa. Each one of us walks our own life path. Part of being human is that we live in community. We have similar experiences. We can glean from one another. The practical learning thing, the shared experiences, education, and training thing. Ultimately, this smorgasbord of life is meant to give us tools along the way that will help us define what our own personal non-negotiables are. In doing so, we actually will help define all the other non-negotiables we face in our lives, whether at work, with our kids, extended family members, strangers, life situations, stresses, pressures, and such. We're able to be better equipped as we help define our own personal non-negotiables. From there, we are able to figure out what might not work in other spheres or other areas in our lives. However, if we don't know what we have defined for ourselves, it becomes harder to have a plan and stick with it whenever life comes your way. And you know it has a way of showing up faithfully at any given moment. So be encouraged as we all continue to be works in progress, figuring out our non-negotiables. You are definitely not alone in your pursuit to live and walk with victory in mind. Guys, that wraps it up for today's episode. I really appreciate the time that you've taken to spend with me today. Thank you for listening to Victory in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Wesheke Wamba. Now, please be sure to take a minute to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode to get your own personal motivation, activation, encouragement, and inspiration as you live and walk with victory in mind. You can subscribe and find out so much more information at our website, www.tatasheke.com. That's www.tatasheke.com. And while you're there, if you love today's episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. I would really appreciate this, because as you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we can become discoverable to more listeners. We're looking for people to live out their full creative potential. Come, join the tribe. Remember, you have a hope, you have a future.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, Victory in Mind. You can find this and other episodes of the podcast on Spotify, Podbean, Apple, or a host of other platforms. Or you can listen anytime at victoryinmind.com. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, as your ratings and reviews really help make the show discoverable to other listeners, so they too can receive the same motivation and encouragement towards living out their creative potential. So be encouraged. You have a future. You have a hope. Until next time, thanks for listening.